Hey there, 通勤家族。除了平日的跟读单元、周三的 vocab 单元以外，每周一晚上九点钟还可以在 Clubhouse 上参加我们 15 Minutes Live Podcast 通勤学英语直播室。我们语音直播也同步在我们 YouTube 频道还有 Facebook 粉专上同步直播。我们每周进行不同系列主题的分享，也会开放时段让通勤家族来一同做英语口说练习。如果没有办法参加，没有关系，姜老师会简易简洁在周六上架为 podcast， 好让你复习或听到最 real 的英语互动。单集简介或单集资讯列里有我们直播室的连结，期待你的加入哦。Third of school year lost, study of pandemic finds. Children experienced learning deficits during the COVID pandemic that amounted to about one-third of a school year's worth of knowledge and skills, according to a new global analysis, and had not recovered from those losses more than 2 years later. Learning delays and regressions were most severe in developing countries,and among students from low-income backgrounds, researchers said, worsening existing disparities and threatening to follow children into higher education and the workforce. The analysis, published in the journal Nature Human Behavior and drawing on data from 15 countries, provided the most comprehensive account to date of the academic hardships wrought by the pandemic. The findings suggest that the challenges of remote learning, coupled with other stressors that plagued children and families throughout the pandemic, were not rectified when school doors reopened. In order to recover what was lost, we have to be doing more than just getting back to normal, said Bastian Betthauser, a researcher at the Center for Research on Social Inequalities at Sciences Po in Paris.Who was a co-author on the review. He urged officials worldwide to provide intensive summer programs and tutoring initiatives that target poorer students who fell furthest behind. In the United States, one study showed that the average public elementary or middle school student lost the equivalent of a half year of learning in maths.And 6% of students were in districts that lost more than a full year. Standardized math test scores in 2022, when compared with those in 2019, showed the largest drop ever recorded in the 3 decades since the exam was first administered. The findings challenge the perceptions of many parents, almost half of whom said in 2022 surveys,that they did not believe their children had suffered any achievement loss during the pandemic, and only 9% of whom expressed concern about whether their children would catch up. A separate view of test scores from 2.1 million students in the United States highlighted the impacts of economic disparity. Students at schools and communities with high poverty levels spent more of the 2020-2021 school year learning remotely than those at schools in wealthier communities did, and students in poorer schools experienced steeper declines in performance when they were remote. Thanks for tuning in. 记得我们每日跟读精选词汇以及 Intense Podcast 节目都在各大 Podcast 平台同步放送，也欢迎分享我们官网 www.15minutes.today 以及 Facebook 粉专给亲朋好友。同情学英语 Improving your English on the go. Catch you in the next one. 我们下期见。